Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We're so excited to have you guys back for another episode this week.
Woo!
This happy Wednesday or whenever you may happen to be listening.
Yeah.
And we have some exciting news.
Oh yeah, we do.
Before we get going this week, we are actually announcing our first official newsletter and you guys can sign up for free right now. So we're going to be launching this ideally monthly, and it will just kind of be like a little recap of all of our episodes we've done this month and some exclusive content tips for you guys.
Yeah, some of our favorite products with links and just a cute little email that you'll get once a month. We love a good email.
Yeah, I love like a good cute little motivation. Like, maybe like it will be like super aesthetic and stuff.
Oh, our creative director Emma is absolutely amazing and she'll make it super cute.
I'm sure it will be adorable. So you won't want to miss out. So sign up for it. It's not going to be like we're not like selling your email addresses or like making it spam or whatnot.
Yeah,
like
we won't see them. They'll just go to this
The server. So yeah. You can sign up with the link in the show notes and also linked on our Instagram.
Yeah, we'll be promoting it a lot for sure. And make sure to follow us on Instagram at Gals on the Go Podcast.
We need the swipe up feature
because we need the swipe up feature for just so many reasons.
So various reasons.
Various reasons.
And then also, if you are a few weeks behind in the podcast and you haven't already heard about our Facebook group, it is popping off.
Go off, sis.
So you're going to want to join that, and it is also linked on the Instagram.
We have, like, a thing called Linktree where you click on it and shows all the links to everything. It's amazing. And we'll also always have it in the podcast description starting now. It's so fun. It's, like, such an active, like, Facebook page.
It is. So definitely keep up with everybody on there, and everybody's super cute, and, like, we do, like, just fun, like, little threads.
But make sure you answer the questions because we won't approve you unless you answer the questions and answer them correctly. Which you'll get them if you listen.
It's a quiz.
Ooh, school.
Actually, though, or you could just search Gals on the Go under groups on Facebook if you just want to quickly join. And we talk about all sorts of fun stuff that you don't want to miss out on.
Good stuff. So as you guys are listening to this, this is Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, aka getting your stomachs ready for some feasting. I know I'm hype about it.
Oh my gosh. The thought of that, like, honestly gets me, like, going right now.
Yeah,
like,
I'm thinking about some green beans and some dinner rolls. Oh! Let's get this bread.
Let's get this dinner roll bread. Okay. Well,
where will you be? Where are you right now, Brooke, as they're listening to this?
Right now, I'm currently floating in the middle of some ocean. I think it's the Atlantic Ocean, for sure. Good at geography, clearly.
We're pre-recording at school because we're just gonna be away from each other next week.
Exactly. So, Danielle, where will you be, I guess?
Currently, I'm going home for the week. I'm going to Tampa, Florida, but tonight, if you guys follow me on Instagram, I'm going to two of my friends are debutantes in the debutante ball in Tampa, so I'm going to be attending that. I have a long dress and everything, so I'm so
excited. That's so cute how it's, like, the night before Thanksgiving.
Well, I think they do it because, like, all the families are in town.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's fantastic.
You know? So I'm
great
so
timing.
Excited. Like, all my guy friends are going to be there. I just, like, I miss my friends from home, so I'm so excited to be with my dog.
Yeah, you're going to have a blast. That sounds like a great time. I will, like I said, be floating in the middle of the Caribbean, hopefully with a drink in my hand and lots of yummy food in my stomach.
I cannot. Oh, I was going to say, I can't wait for the stories, but I'm sad.
I'm still going to, like, be taking content, but I purposefully did not buy the internet package, Wi-Fi, etc., because I want to be unplugged. And I've never really truly done, like, I'm not even intentionally doing it as a cleanse. Like, I just, like, want to be logged off for a few days, and I, like, really, truly want to be.
I used to do that for sleepaway camp, and it's the best.
I think it's, like, the dream for most people, but it's, like, unfeasible, but for, like, 5 days, I think I could do it.
I think you can do it. I really think you can, and your family is so entertaining to be around, so, like, you...
Oh, there's lots of content.
Lots of content. You guys will have lots of laughs, lots of things to talk about. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I'm excited for you, too. It sounds like you'll be having a lovely break.
Thanks, yes. I don't know about you. I'm just ready for this break.
I said that a few weeks ago. I said politely to my friends. I was like, love you guys. I think I told you this. Yeah. I, like, turned to my friends. I was like, politely, like, love you guys. But, like, you know what I'm really in the mood for? A break. And, like, I think everyone, like, kind of, like, took it offensively. But I, like, sometimes you need a break from
everything.
I mean,
everybody.
That doesn't even have to do with unplugging. That's just, like, sometimes you're around people too much that you, like, need a few days apart from them to, like, remember why you love them so much.
No, literally.
It's like your family. It's like, it kind of goes both ways. It's like, then you go home for a break with your family, and you're like, gotta go back to my friends, and then you're with your friends, and you're like,
it's
gotta go back to my family.
True. I'll be so done with my family. I love you guys, but I know I'll be ready to
go back. Oh, same. 5 days with no Wi-Fi.
Oh my God.
Maybe we're killing each other. I mean, who knows? Yeah.
It'll turn into some cannibalism. I don't know. I just...
dark.
I do not know why I just said that. No, absolutely dark.
Someone told me they were, like, watching, like, this Dateline episode where someone, like, went missing on a cruise, which AKA means you fell off the cruise because you can't, like, go missing on a cruise. And I was like, thanks. I'm going to have a great time now. Like,
no, you won't fall off. Yeah. You can swim, right?
I mean, yeah, not in the freezing cold ocean, though.
Just wear a wetsuit at all times.
All times. I'll wear a life vest underneath my clothes just in case for accidental.
You would be that person that would walk around freaking life
no,
vest.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay. Next segment. We're trying to get more organized here, so we're introducing new segments. The next segment is current favorite.
Whether it be a book or a performance.
Or a movie, or, yeah, it could be anything. It could truly be, honestly, a piece of art.
My favorite lately is The Sunset by David Goliath. Wait, what?
Who is David Goliath?
I don't know.
You guys, it's like 9:15 and we are really just not doing well.
I'm losing it. I can't stay still.
I hope that everybody else is listening to this and getting some enjoyment out of us. Danielle, quote, slap happy. That's what it is, yeah.
I'm slap happy, I'm delirious, whatever you want to call it.
But we're pushing through.
Yes, we are pushing through. So my current favorite right now would have to be the Hourglass Ambient Lighting Powder in the color Dim Night. You've used it before, right?
I have this exact one in
that
color.
It's amazing.
It changes the makeup game, honestly. Are you wearing it right now?
I am.
Where did you put it? Can you point and tell the listeners?
I put it all over my face, which I know you don't do. Okay, you put it, okay. I probably am slightly disco ball-y right now.
No, you're not, though. That's the thing.
But I find my skin's just been, like, really dry and kind of dull lately. And, like, obviously, like, it's pale season. It's winter season.
Oh, I looked in the mirror and I was like, who is she?
Who is that Yeti?
Actually, I need to go home and self-tan, like, right
after
this.
Yeah, for real. Self-care. But I find when I put this on, I set my foundation with it. And I just feel like I just feel better. I feel like it makes my skin look dewy and glowy, and obviously I haven't touched my face since 10 a.m. this morning, but I really do like it, and I didn't know if it was really good, but I do like how it makes my makeup look, and all thanks to Kenzie Elizabeth and Molly and Brooke and everybody that recommended it.
I think
it.
Kenzie and Molly were, like, the first ones, and I was like, I'm hopping on this bandwagon. I do, too, but I only do it, like I said, like Danielle said, on the, like, higher points of my face, because I do get, like, kind of oily looking, but it looks fantastic on your skin right now. It's
really?
Yeah, okay. It's glowing.
I was like, I'm not sure.
How many hours ago did you put this on?
I did my makeup around 11:30.
Wow, and here we are, and it still looks
great. Here we are. Thank you.
I usually have to touch up throughout the day.
I usually do. I mean, it's just, like, cold and, like...
Yeah, you're right. You're not really sweating.
Yeah,
so.
I love when it gets cold because my hair stays nice.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
That is actually so true because I look back to high school because I'm from New York.
Yeah.
And I never had to deal with my hair bending. And now that I live in the South, it bends all the...
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to humanity.
Thank you for sharing that with me. It's also like how when I go home and I like wear my hair quote natural, I could follow the same regimen, but it just like dries differently.
Yeah, it's
just because of
the
humidity.
The water is different in New York too.
Water, humidity, all those.
But the bagels
things.
Are better up there.
Oh, Long Island bagels, totally. Uncomparable.
So what's your favorite product recently?
Let's also keep on the trend of makeup. A lot of people have been commenting my recent videos what I'm doing for my brows, and I don't think that they look exceptionally great, but I just love the simplicity of this product, and it is the Glossier Boy Brow.
I put that on today as well, actually.
You did?
I switch up. I'll either use that or I'll, like, fill it in, but I just kind of felt more of, like, a quick wisp.
That's how... When you have an okay shape that you're working with, the boy brow is great. If you have to, like, build from nothing, it's really hard to, like, get the shape right.
Yeah. There has to be hair there.
Yeah.
I need to get my eyebrows done.
I get the one with color in it, too.
Yeah,
You do, too? Okay. Yeah, because the clear one is just, like... Just forms it into. I don't have that thick of brows. Like, I have. This makes them look really thick,
they
though.
They look good right now.
Really? Thank
Very
you.
Very luscious.
All you have to do is just. I mean, I'm just not good at. Like, the few times that I've tried to, you know, like, pencil in my brows, it's really hard because you have to actually make up the shape yourself and you're, like, struggling and whatnot. So.
So, for the news article this week...
we're going to go ahead and talk about a news article every single week. So, if you want to, like, be social with your friends and be like, yeah, like, I know what's happening in, like, pop culture, like, the world and whatnot. So, this week, we decided to pick something a little more fun, something a little more family-friendly.
Something just to spark up the convo while you're sitting at the Thanksgiving table with your family.
I love this because, okay, I picked this article because...
Brooke picked it out. All creds.
It's not even that great.
I hate
but
you.
I picked it up because I am a Disney gal, but I'm an old school Disney gal. Like, I like the old movies. Like, what are those? Like, Bug's Life. Like, the old school.
That's the one we bring up.
Yeah, I do. I like the... Is Bug's Life even Pixar? I don't know. I like the, like, the Pixar.
Wall-E.
Yeah, that's like, all the... That's not even that old school. That's, like, more, like, current. They play that on, like, my orthodontist.
That is such a good way to put it. That's movies that they play at the orthodontist. They do. That's so true.
It's, like, on repeat. I would... Every time I go in, I'm like, oh, it's this part? Like, I, like, know what part it's at. Yeah, like...
Yeah, they play, like, Wall-E and, like, I don't know, like, Up.
Let me look up... Like Pixar
Up,
movie.
Up is
list.
My favorite, yeah. Pixar. I think that's a Pixar.
Yeah, that's definitely. Oh, favorite. Here we go. I was blanking. Incredibles.
Oh,
I didn't.
Incredible.
I didn't see the new Incredibles, so maybe I'm a fake Disney either. Fan. But I have a connection with this new story. Cars, great one. Up, like you're right. I didn't see Inside Out. Monsters Inc.
Oh, Monsters University was honestly
that's
too.
Why. So that's why this week's story is Toy Story 4. Release date, plot, cast, news, everything you want to know. Do you like Toy Story? Like, is this, like, a good movie?
Yes,
like,
I've seen all three. Me too. Cried the third one. Like, when they were in the fire.
It's so emo, yeah.
It's okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one. But I just watched the little trailer on this news article, and it's, like, a teaser, mind you, so it's not, like, yeah, the best. But it's just all the toys holding each other's hands floating in the sky.
I think it's just, like, to get you, like, hype. It's, yeah. Like, what's to come, but, like, no indication of... Oh, it says here that the plot is basically that they're going to get Bo Peep back. Which is, like, one of the characters that, like, went missing.
Wait, oh my god, brain fart. And I was obsessed with Toy Story. I had Woody pajamas, and I had Buzz Lightyear. Never any of the girls. I had a crush on Buzz Lightyear, actually.
Like, love that.
I saw him, and I was like, shoot.
The guy's hot.
And, like, I get buzzed off Buzz Lightyear.
Oh my god, that is...
No, I need to find pictures.
This is what you like? This is what, yes. What you like?
Woody, hey, I'm Woody. I loved it. I wanted to be Jessie. Like, I wanted to be her.
Oh, like, round up Woody.
You got a friend in me.
This was definitely my all-time, like, favorite series. Like, the one and the two, I would watch all the time. And then three came out as the time I was going to college around. So, I remember I saw it with my rent. Maybe, like, a year before I went to college or something.
Yeah,
it was,
I feel like I
it was,
saw
like,
it,
5 years ago. Yeah. It was several years ago now.
I saw it in the movie theater.
Same. Well, anyways, my parents were like... My mom was there, and she was getting emo, because she was like, that's going to be you. So I remember it, and now it's like...
Oh, that's right, because he was going to college in the third.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm like, what is going to be in the fourth episode?
I don't think any
movie?
Adult... As far as this plot is indicated, it's not really focused on, like, the humans. Like, it says that it's, like, the whole gang is back together, and, like, they're looking for... I don't know. And then there's a new character.
Sort of
there's a new character that is literally a fork. Like, no,
I
did
saw
you see
that.
This
it's
Forky?
A spork. It's a spork.
It's called Meat Forky, though.
Oh, it looked like a spork.
It
sorry.
Does look like a spork. No, you're right.
I watched the trailer. I did.
It says, the familiar cast holds hands, circling blissfully beneath a cloudy sky. But before we get to Forky, a piece of plastic cutlery with pipe cleaners for arms, he freaks out crying, I don't belong here. That's what, like, the plot is, I guess.
Because you're not a toy. You're a fork.
And it comes out June 21st, so...
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Well, it's crazy about those movies, because, like, little kids literally can't appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Like this is our movie. This is, like, this is wild.
It's actually crazy, too, how you can go back. Like, the first one it says here, released in 95. That's, like, crazy.
Oh, my God.
I know. But those, the animation from those to the animation now, mind
blowing. So different. I'm curious to see how, like, real it's going to look. I mean,
Wait, so 95 to, so it's been over, it's almost 25 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's nuts.
I'm trying to, that's just crazy. So you were born in 96 or 7?
7.
I was born in 98.
Yeah. Oh, Ratatouille, another great one. Finding Nemo. How did
Finding
I forget
Nemo,
all of these?
A classic.
Pixar just has some quality films.
Wow. And all the soundtracks in all those movies are so good. The Up soundtrack. Oh, get
so if you want to sound smart to your friends, be like, oh my god. That doesn't even make you sound smart.
I'm really liking this news article thing.
Yeah,
I feel cool talking about this.
It's just, like, pop culture-y, like, stay in the know. I don't know. I guess we could include some, like, celeb gossip, but we're not really like that.
Yeah, we don't, like, talk about it, like, a ton. Like, I listen to podcasts that talk about it, but I'm not educated enough.
Me neither, because then some people, like, can spit celebrity names and be like, oh, blah, blah, so-and-so's
yes.
husband. I can't do that.
Like, yes, I completely
yeah.
agree. I'm like, I don't know, like... I don't know. It's just...
Whenever we go to, like, L.A. or New York or somewhere, I wouldn't be able to identify celebrities. Like, if they could walk right past me, they probably have walked right past me, and I don't know. I can't.
I can't, and I shan't. Quote from
know,
our, favorite
yeah,
podcast.
Our favorite podcast.
No, I know. It's, like, kind of crazy how that happens. I only recognize influencers.
You're, like, a blogger,
like,
lover, yeah, so you would...
I like bloggers.
I can identify all the YouTubers.
Oh, yeah. Easy boom done. You could probably do YouTube before I could.
Yeah, I guess.
You're good about YouTube.
I'm good about fast food and YouTube, yeah.
No, mm-hmm. I've gotten really into YouTube lately, like sitting on my couch and watching it.
Yeah. That's actually a really enjoyable spot. We just did that. We just watched one of Maggie's videos.
Oh, love you, Maggie.
She's so cute. And she texts us, come visit, and we're taking it very seriously.
Looking at
I'm there. Mm-hmm. Actually, like, okay. Oh my gosh, I know that this is not included, but did you make your school schedule yet?
My registration's on Wednesday at 4 p.m.
Okay, I registered. Do you even know what my schedule is?
Do you have a bad schedule next semester?
It's like literally a joke, dude.
Oh my god, tell us your schedule for next semester.
I'm taking... So the option was that I either take a science with a lab, or like... Why? Because I have 4 hours left, so that would be like 3+1. Or I just take 2 upper-level electives. And I was like, I'll take the 2 electives.
Yeah.
Taking them online. So I'm taking 2 online electives, my capstone, which is like the culminating class. So the 2 online is just online. Oh. And then Tuesday, Thursday, 9:30, and then my PE at 12. So like I have like one class.
So you have 2 classes on Tuesday, Thursday.
I do, because like the PE, yeah.
I hate you.
I know. And my PE is bowling. Oh, no, I'm getting it.
And you're doing it alone, right?
No, Brooke Ferris is doing it with me.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. That's my grand bag for those of you.
Yeah. So I'm quite excited about it. It's going to be a really fun semester. I'm going to, like, need the time to, like, figure out my future.
Yeah,
like,
you need that time.
As my friends say, build my brand.
Build my brand.
That's what they always said. They're like, you'll have plenty of time to build the brand.
I'm yeah, like, seriously. Yeah. Spend lots of time making videos.
No, just, you're so right.
Yeah.
And especially because... like online classes I really like because I'm like pretty good about like integrating them in, so yeah. What is your schedule looking like?
Well I'm nervous because like I use this website called CourseOff. I don't know Same. If you use it. It's really really good. And usually I'll create like a couple different like schedule options in case once I go to register like the classes are full, but the classes I want, there's really like only one class of it, so I'm gonna be kind of screwed if
what
like, for the fashion merchandising class I want to take, there's only one, I think. And then the...
Are these all Tuesday, Thursday?
No. Ball drops. I know. It's kind of crazy. I don't know why I just said that.
That actually... No, because Danielle is always the one to be like... Like, we have a trip coming up that I can't go on because I have, like, a Monday, Wednesday, Friday commitment. Yeah. But...
But, well, so this class, it's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but it's the advertising class. And it's something I'll actually be... excited to go to.
Exactly.
And it's at like 12 o'clock. So yeah. And I through the grapevine, I have friends in it now. It's not terribly difficult, and they don't take attendance, so if I have to, like, I'm just gonna be honest with you guys, you know, if I have to skip a Friday, which will probably happen.
Yeah, especially like, with usually we do more travel in the spring. Just well actually no we did more travel I guess in the fall last year, but spring, more opportunities.
Spring is just not as much as going on here on the weekends that it's, like...
So it's easier to slip out.
Yeah. Like, hopefully we will be attending Coachella, and hopefully...
I'm manifesting. We're manifesting. We're at Coachella.
We're
already there.
Odessa is in front of us again. I want Odessa there again.
I want Odessa to headline, ideally. But I don't think that would happen.
I said Rihanna's gonna headline, and people are gonna hate me. But you want that?
I love Rihanna.
Oh my god, I did.
Oh my gosh,
I
yes.
I like her, but she doesn't have any new music.
No, but I love the old bops so much. What is it? Like, Good Girl Reloaded? Is that what her album is
I mean,
called?
No. Yeah, you're right. And, like, I guess Beyonce didn't
Umbrella? Like, the album that Umbrella was on, that was, like, a... Like,
but, like, I feel like...
I know, but you're right. She doesn't have new music. She has Auntie is the new one. Unapologetic. Talk That Talk.
Like, it'll be good.
Loud.
But I just, like, could go for, like, you know me. I like Post Malone and Drake and
yeah.
all that. But, like,
but they'll definitely
good for
do
her,
someone
good
else.
For her. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
she
it'll
might be
fun.
Like, the throwbacky one, and then they could do... Who,
yeah,
wait,
like,
where
they
did you hear
Eminem.
This from?
What?
Where did you hear this from? Like, the headliners?
A reliable source, but I can't remember. Someone that lives in L.A. Then I feel like...
Yeah, they have, like, some good intel with, like, connections.
I feel like it actually might have been Morgan. I don't really know. I feel like... I don't know who I was talking to, but whoever I was talking to, I wasn't, like, doubting them, if you know what I mean. So, we're just going all over the place in this episode. Hope you guys are enjoying it.
So, let's go ahead and hop into the meat of the episode. The meat and potatoes.
The meat and potatoes, which is what I'll be eating tomorrow.
I want some. Why, what's tomorrow?
Or, well, as they're listening to it.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, what's tomorrow? Danielle, like, can I come over?
No, tomorrow in real time. So, today's... You know, I just got tickets to go to the Travis Scott concert. And then on Friday, I'm going to Drake concert. So I'm kind of psycho.
Ooh.
Ooh. But this episode, we wanted to make it, we like asked you guys what you wanted, and a lot of you guys just kind of said talk about Thanksgiving and Christmas and winter. So we're gonna call this the Winter Feels episode. And we have tips, if you will, and just some things that, you know, we just want to talk about winter and how excited mm-hmm. we are. And I just decorated my apartment for Christmas this week. So it's really exciting. And when I go home the day after Thanksgiving, I'm making my family decorate. I don't actually, you know what? Maybe I'll just let them do it. I don't know. We'll see.
Putting up the tree and stuff is fun, but taking it all down is the worst.
Oh, it's great though, because we don't scoot have to out.
We scoot right
my
out.
My mom used to make us do
That's
it.
My favorite is that when you come home for Christmas break, the whole house is so magical and like you don't have to like deal with any of it and you're just in your vibe and then you're like at peace.
Ah, sorry.
Oh, that terrified me.
I'm triggered. Sorry, guys.
I don't set my alarm sound to that anymore because I can't. Do you ever have Alexa wake you up? It is the best alarm sound.
Yeah, it didn't wake me up and I slept through when we were driving to NOLA. Because I closed my door and Alexa's outside. But if I had Alexa in my room, it's so nice.
And I make sure that the volume's on. Yeah, it wakes you up so peacefully. It's and so you nice. Have to audibly say Alexa off so that it
makes you wake
it
up.
It makes you wake up because you can't, like, I don't know. I so easily, like, today I hit, like, I hit snooze for 5 minutes and somehow I feel like I slept so much more. Not actually, though. But in my mind, I'm like, I give myself an extra five. Like,
oh, yeah. It's a hype experience.
So, winter. Wait, I just have to say, I know that this is off topic now that we left, but I had to Google it, who's, like, rumored to be at Coachella, because I, like, have ADD like that, like, mm-hmm. not actually, thank God, but, you know, sorry. But I had to Google it, and it says, here are some predictions, don't quote me on this, but if I'm right, then I told you so.
Yes. So, only if she's right.
Only if I'm... Justin Timberlake, I would die. He is a performer.
He's a great dancer. I'd be here performer. For that.
Black Eyed Peas.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I would argue against it.
I could be down for them to be at Coachella, but not headline.
Yeah, I feel that. Daft Punk?
No.
No. No.
No.
Spice Girls?
No.
But...
everyone was done for Halloween.
Spice Girls are going on tour. That's why it says this. But they don't have Victoria Beckham. She didn't agree to go on it with them. So it's the four of them minus Victoria Beckham. And Victoria Beckham's the only, like, successful one.
Yeah, yikes.
So it's just a bit of a nightmare. Childish Gambino, perhaps.
Oh, my God. I'm here for that.
Yeah, I could be down for that. So I think that those are
I take my Black Eyed Peas back. I'm sorry. That was very aggressive. I used to love all their songs. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. The headliner is, I guess, like, somewhat important. But at the same time, like, if someone you like is just there, like, it to me, yeah, it made it. Like,
true.
Who did we like that was, like, just there? And we're like,
well, Post Malone wasn't a headliner.
I know, but we were still, like, so hype about him being there.
Else?
So it doesn't.
Odessa? Oh, no, they were.
No, they weren't headliner. They were, like, right the slot, like, right before.
Oh, yeah, before Eminem, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was Eminem, Beyonce Weekend were the headliners. I don't know. Yeah. It's very exciting. Oh, here it says, Us Weekly, Justin Timberlake will headline Coachella 2019. So I guess that's confirmed. I'm here for it. I went to his concert when I was younger. Here for it.
You did?
Oh, yeah, he's a performer. Oh, wait, here it says report. They're confirmed, but let's see who else it is. Oh, Childish Gambino, Friday.
Confirmed?
Well, I don't know. It says Hits Daily Double reports. Informed sources tell us that the Coachella 2019 lineup will be headlined by Childish Gambino, Friday, Justin Timberlake, Saturday, and Kanye West, Sunday.
Wow.
I don't know if
this is
true. I
didn't think about Kanye.
But I feel like if Beyonce headlined, like, Kanye could.
That makes complete sense.
Wow. I'm honestly here for it, but I don't know if they would do that, because that's three guys, and I just feel like they are
feminism.
Going...
they didn't even mention Rihanna in that.
I know, that's what I mean. So who told
who did
you
I
that?
Speak
Maybe she'll
to?
Be there. No, she has to headline, though. If she goes, like, she's headlining.
If she goes, she's a headliner.
She has no new music, though. You're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But Childish Gambino, oh my God, that would remind me of high school, and I'd get my feels, and I'm here for it.
I would like to see Ariana.
Honestly,
she's
yes.
been on fire. Like, she should be there.
Yeah, maybe she's, like, trying to not do a ton right now. Because I was watching this gossip video on YouTube. I never do this. But it was, like, 10 things you don't know about Ariana. And, like, she's just going through, I mean, like, everything she's gone through. Like, lots of anxiety. Like, she's, like, a perfectionist. And, like, only likes to take pictures on one side of her face. Like, she makes fans, like, delete photos of her a lot. Yeah, I, like, didn't know this.
I heard that some people have met her and she's, like, kind of cold. Like, not super friendly. But I could just see her being, like, nervous, you know?
I think she's a good person.
I feel like
do.
If someone was really loud and in her face, like, I love you. Like, she would be, like, chill. Like, you know what I mean?
I want to say thank you next. Thank you next.
I just feel like that's realistic. Like, she's a realistic performer for...
it could change.
Yeah. Sorry, that was just a tangent, but we have to manifest it. We will be going.
Yes, we will be posting for you guys. Hope to see you guys there.
Oh, the content. You know. content.
Oh, we had so much fun last year. Yeah, I'm sorry. This episode's just going to be all over the place, you know?
But now we can talk about winter, though.
Yeah, we can just talk.
Let's just talk. No, I am excited.
We could call this, like, episode gone wrong.
I am excited for winter, though. We all know that I have this problem, though, that I can't shut off until I get my grades back.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
But I don't know.
This isn't the Christmas episode. This isn't the Hanukkah episode. This is the winter episode.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Well, then I'm in my flow. But you know what I mean? I can't even truly enjoy the winter spirit, though. Like, it's hard for me to, like, be, like, holidays. Like, be, yeah. like, in my wintery vibe when I'm still, like, stressed about it. I don't know. I wake up in the middle of the night to, like, panic attack. Not actually. That's so dramatic. This is so dark now. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Like, wake up in the middle.
I wake up in the middle. No. I actually, you don't do that. I do that, like, quite
in
often.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah.
I don't wake up in the middle of the night.
Oh.
I don't.
I've done this in high school, too, and sometimes I'll, like, have a pen. I've always had this. I've seen it on Twitter that other people suffer with this. And it's not, I don't have anxiety or anything, knock on wood. Like, thank gosh. Love that. But. Yeah. It's very hard for me to, that's the problem with, another thought, with working a 9-to-5, after you're, unless you're, like, a specific role where you can't, like, shut off, you know, after your 5 o'clock is over, like, you're done. It's over.
Yeah.
It's, like, it did, you know what I mean? Yeah. But if you are a student, the job never truly ends. So that's basically why I suffer I suffer with waking up in the middle of the night and being stressed. Sometimes. Not often. It's not, like, every week or anything, like, crazy, but sometimes I get, like, stress dreams and I'll be like, oh, I'm failing, and then I just have to calm myself down.
No, for sure. I have, like, very, 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 very minor anxiety. I can't fall asleep sometimes because I'm thinking about stuff. Once I'm asleep, I'm fine, but, like, I, like, have to, like, right now I'm kind of having, like, some breathing issues, and I never thought it was anxiety. My doctor told me it was, so I'm not, like, saying, like, you know, whatever. But I just let it keep me up to, like, fall asleep. Whereas I feel like you can just be like, okay, I'm going to bed. Actually, no, you stay up sometimes.
I do, but I can also, like, I could put my mind at ease, though. It's more so, like, tonight I just drank coffee, like, late, like, a few hours ago. So, like, I'll be up because of that. It's not because of, like, stress or anything, really. Yeah. I have really realistic dreams, though, like, in the sense of, like, if I had an interaction with someone and then I have a dream about it, I'll be like, oh shoot, did I, like, embarrass myself, or did I, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's, like, a minor form, not anxiety, but that's, like, a minor form of something. That's just, like, being, like, socially, like, did I mess up? Did I, like, say the wrong thing? This is so deep. Oh my God.
Well, I'll bring it up a little lighter. Well, not really. I don't really know if you're going to want to talk about this, but I was talking to Callie today about, like, winter and, like, how it makes you feel and stuff, and, like, it makes me want a boyfriend. I'm not even gonna lie.
Really?
Not a boyfriend, but just, like, it's cuffing season. Everyone's starting to date boys.
I think people are already cuffed. Like, I feel like
everyone's cuffed.
Yeah.
No, I don't want a boyfriend. Like, I really, like, don't need that. But, like, it would be nice to, like, have someone to, like, text, you know?
I mean, you just gotta hop on the dating apps, I feel like, then.
But, like, not here.
No, absolutely.
Well,
not
Brooke
here.
And I are both on Raya.
Yeah.
I guess I just exposed us, but
Danielle invited me.
I invited us on Raya, and there's some cuties on there.
There are, except that we don't have the location advantage because
it's like with Raya, like it's not. It's there's a lot of celebrities on there, actually.
I know, and then I screenshotted one once, and it was like, if you screenshot again, we're gonna kick you off. Basically, I was like, damn, I'm the worst Raya member.
My screenshot I used was on you. I screenshotted you because I was laughing because there's like a work part we don't like match socially, but like on the work part, I was like, oh, screenshot, and I was gonna send it to her.
Yeah, I saw, like, I won't say who, but remember when we both saw the guy from Dynasty on
there?
Yes,
I freaked out.
We literally like cried. We were didn't know where the I go, he's here.
I like got really spooked for some reason.
Danielle,
I was like, he said this was like, I'm so scared.
Danielle,
like,
freaked out. It's so bizarre
because he's not cute. He's not one of the cute guys on the show, that's for sure.
No, he's not, like, what's the main guy's name? I don't know.
Cole Hain. Oh,
love
Cole Hain.
Literally love.
No, but
we're talking about dating.
Oh yeah, and like,
I
we
actually
have, like, semi this week, and like, I don't know. There's just like lots of things.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's just cozy.
I'm actually opposite though. Like, I don't really like texting. Like, I feel like you like to like have a convo. The few times in my life that I like have actively texted boys, I'm like, I literally have to apologize and be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm actually really bad at, like, what do you even, I don't know. I found the conversations very awkward. I'd rather you come over and we hang out. Like,
oh, well, yes, I'd much rather that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When I guess I mean that by, like, see, I don't like to Snapchat. Like, I mean, the only person I have a streak with is you. I don't know. I enjoy Snapchatting you. You're fun to Snapchat.
Thank you. But, like, we're each other's top. We're each other's top.
We have the heart. We lost the red heart for a second. Now we're yellow hearts.
We did. Who bumped me out of the top? Because you've always
been still my top. I
think my brother, like, took over for a second. That's so embarrassing. Most people I Snapchat are Danielle and my brother.
Yeah, you're still my top.
No, you are too.
Freddie's in mine as well.
We're doing really well. So if any boys want to Snapchat us, we are available.
Take our brother's spots on our best.
I know. Please. Just don't send me, like, weird snaps, though. I've gotten some suggestive snaps.
Do you ever
add someone? Okay, this was story time. I don't know. This is PG-13. I was... a little lit at a Mets game at one point in my life, and I met these boys, and they were, like, really cool. They were just, like, very average, like, same age as me, whatever, and I added one on Snapchat, and this is just, like, Snapchat etiquette. Like, okay, we talked about on this podcast, we've talked about Jules, we've talked about Snapchat. We said ban Snapchat.
Yeah.
We don't have to ban it, but don't do this. I don't think I've ever told really anyone this because I was like, this is just so bizarre. Are you ready? So, yeah. Thank you. Danielle's, like, dying.
Let me swallow my water so I don't do a spit take when you're good. Okay, go.
So, I added these boys on Snapchat. I was like, oh, stay in touch. Like, I got their numbers, but I wasn't expecting to, like, actually stay in touch. I was like, I'll follow them on Instagram and probably never see them again. You know what I mean? Like, one of those situations.
That is something you say. Like, you'd be like, stay in touch.
I'm so annoying like that, though. I'm so, like... I'll be like, oh, like, connect me on LinkedIn. Like, something stupid.
No,
like,
you're nice. You're polite.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's, so, like, when I turn and talk to someone, like, I feel rude, like, leaving that interaction without, like, ending it off. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Where some people, like, just turn the other way, and I'm like, no, like, I'm going to say bye to you. I'm not just going
to,
like,
end it. Yeah, it's good to see you.
Yeah. So, I added them on, like, everything. And then the next day, I did not interact with them at all first. And then I open up my Snapchat at, like, for some reason, my mom and I were, like, going on a road trip the next morning, like, 5 a.m., and thank God she didn't see, because he sent me, I can't even say it, a naked photo, okay?
Oh, my God!
No text.
You didn't tell me this.
Out of the blue, just one of these random boys I met. Like, do you expect that I'm going to reply to that? So then I blocked and deleted him, naturally, because that's bizarre, without saying anything. So basically, that was my moral. Like, do people actually, I understand that that's what the original purpose of Snapchat was, but people don't do that anymore. Like, that's not a thing, unless you are, like, I mean, maybe some people are like that, but that the first thing to ever send to me, are you,
well, and this is just going a really weird way this episode. Mom, Dad, please click off. But, like, for me, like, like, if I got the photo, I'd be like, I don't even want to see that.
No, that's what I'm saying. So I was like, oh, and then, like, you picture me. No, I was like, I feel, like, dirty. Like, I feel like, like, not actually, but I don't, like, I don't care to see that. I don't, like, find that cool or, like, whatever. And obviously, we didn't know each other on deep love. Like, we met briefly, and I was like, add me on Snap, because I probably am, like, a fool like that. But
no, but, like, when we add people on Snapchat, like, I don't expect him to send me cute little pics. Like, not cute, but pics like that. Like,
no, but if you want to send me, like, a nice photo of your face, like, it was so nice meeting you last night, or, like, oh, like, I don't know, like, you know, I would have responded to that.
Yeah, no, this boy added me on Snapchat last week, ooh, and we're still Snapchatting, 4-day streak. God, who, I hope he would never listen to this.
How do you know him?
We just met. I can't say. So.
Oh.
I just mouthed it to her. I hate myself.
Oh, baby.
Baby.
But yeah, like, I don't really, know. I, like, don't really have, I don't know. Am I growing? Like, is 21, like, too old for Snapchat? What do you think? Opinions?
See, I'd love for that to be the case, because I legit hate Snapchat. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather just text and, like, send selfies, if anything, because after a while, like, once you take your, like, I hate, sometimes, like, I'll be Snapchatting all day, and then, like, let's say a certain boy, like, doesn't respond, and then I take off my makeup. Oh, there's the Snapchat. And I'm like, I can't even open it because I'm not going to respond. Or I put a filter.
Okay. And then I have friends. I won't, like, call out my friends here. But then, like, I have some friends that immediately get a snap. Like, this is, like, Snapchat. I don't know. What is right? What is wrong? Definitely not nudes. That's definitely.
Nudes are just, I'm sorry, not a fan. Never sent any.
Not a fan. Never sent any myself.
I was waiting for, I was like,
no. But, I mean, like, I understand. I don't understand. I because I've never had a boyfriend, but, like, I know, like, people in relationships sometimes do it.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I guess if you were going to do that, like, do it over Snapchat because you don't save it. But still, you can totally still save it. Oh, my God. Did I share with you? I have, yes, like...
Noah's.
We just leaked. We just leaked.
Okay, we there's saw, like, famous actors' nudes.
If you... His God. Name is Noah. I'm in love. Somehow we got...
He's still hot to
somehow
me.
I, okay. No, same. I totally agree. Somehow we got access to, like, this file. I got it shared with me. My friends from home were like, check it out. And I was like, this is definitely going to give me, like, a virus or something. But it's like...
But you clicked.
I clicked, and it's totally safe. I'm not going to send the link because I'm not going to promote
Put
that.
Put it in the secret Facebook group.
Oh, my gosh. That no, is savage.
No.
Yeah, but anyways... I guess if you're in a relationship, it's something different. But I have some friends that will respond to a Snapchat, like, immediately. Like you open it, double-click, and, like, take it, and whatever that picture is, you send it. It doesn't matter how cute you are. It doesn't matter, like, what.
Yeah.
You just type a funny caption. Or not funny, but, like, real, you know,
if you're having a condo. If it's, like, a good friend of mine, maybe I'll do that just to be polite.
Yeah.
To get something out to them.
But then I have some friends that, like, legit will, like, open it and then, like, lock their phone and put it down and then respond, like, 15 minutes later. I'm like, but he's going to see that you opened that.
See,
is that weird? I don't know. Is that weird or normal?
No.
I think that's a extent, like, almost too long, though, because that shows that you're, like, waiting. Or,
that shows that you opened it and put it down and respond and remember to respond later rather than just opening and then responding.
I know. So what's right and what's wrong?
I think what's right is to...
Open it right away?
Well...
And then, I mean, respond right away?
Respond right away. Opening, okay. You know, depends on who it is, but if it's, like, someone I'm trying to, like, be chill with, yeah. You know, like, I'll wait, like, 4 to 10 minutes, sometimes longer if I'm busy, and then respond when
this
you open
is
it.
This is the difference between us and the younger generation. The younger generation, they don't care how they are the type to, like, send back immediately just to keep the streak or just to, like, that's whatever. I know, but then our generation, not that there's, like, a difference, but there is a difference. I know it's between, like, I know my brother's a boy, but even, like, I see, like, I sit next to him, it's like I see the pictures that girls send him, and they don't, like, look cute per se.
Yeah.
Versus I feel like we're, like, like, hair back, you know, filter on. I don't send filter selfies because I feel awkward, but.
No, yeah, I feel, I don't know. Snapchat, I don't know. I'm also saying that because I'm not the girl to, like, have all these guys on Snapchat and, like.
No, me neither. Like, it would be, like, a big, do you ever get, like, this freaks me out the most when you get, like, a random, like, a name pops up.
When you
up.
See the yellow one added and you're like,
oh, no, because I'm not in public.
Oh, you mean when someone Snapchats you?
Yeah. Like, when you, like, get a snap out of the blue from, like, someone completely random, it's almost as frightening as a text. But
no,
you're like,
it is.
Who is this person? And then you see that sometimes it's, like, replied to your story and you're like, oh, never mind, we chill.
Yeah.
Like, but, yeah, it's weird. Snapchat's just bizarre to me. Like, you guys share with me, have we outgrown it? Like, are we too old for this? Is it just for, like, the people who are, like, 16 and under, 18 and under? I don't know.
People that are older than us, like, use Snapchat.
I know, but I, like, quite literally, I think once I hit, like, the 24-year-old mark, like, I can't use it anymore.
I was going to say, I think after, like, 2 or 3 years out of college, like, I will be done.
Like, I don't know. I think it's so fun. I post on my story quite frequently, but at the same time, like, I'm going to have to stop at some point.
Yeah, I post on my story, but I do not watch other Snap stories. Like, I just don't, and I'd rather watch Instagram stories, but some people are opposite. They'd rather watch Snapchat stories. I'm just in, like, a lot of, like, Snapchat groups, so it's kind of nice to, like, stay
same.
In touch, because
same.
My friends would rather Snapchat.
There was periods over the summer where I would just, like, bool on Snapchat at work, so I deleted it for a few days at a time or something, and it was, like, very good for me, I feel. Because I just waste a lot of time on the app for no reason. But at the same time, I do that on Instagram. Then you replace that time that you spent on Snapchat with Instagram, you know?
See, for me, what it comes down to, Snapchat really just... If the people you're Snapchatting you, like, respond and it's this good thing, it's good. But when I get hit with the open eye, I don't take it personally.
Yeah, I could sympathize.
So, it's just, like, almost toxic for me. Like, with girls, I'm like, whatever, she opened it, I literally don't give a crap. But if it's, like, a guy and I'm, like, just met him and he, you know, you take it personally.
Yeah, like, I would agree.
Like, it just hurts. Like, they opened it and didn't respond. But then a lot of the times I've noticed, like, they'll respond, like, later that day or not 15 minutes later. It's usually, like, later that day when they're doing something. Because, you know, sometimes I'll open Snapchats and I don't open it or don't respond right away if it's, like, a friend. So I'm like, oh, like, I have nothing to respond. And then I'll send, like, one later.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I definitely feel that. Or, like, you open it and you just have nothing to say.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean? Like, or if it's, like,
you
something
your feet, I
like, or it's like you watching a TV show, it's like, okay, I'm never gonna watch a TV show, like, I'd have nothing to say back to that. I don't know. I definitely would agree with that.
So, yeah.
We just had, like,
I'm sorry, Morgan just sent me so many screenshots.
Oh, with what?
I don't know. I can't expose her, but hey, Morgan. I don't know.
Oh, no, that's tea. That's tea.
But yeah, so that's her little Snapchat segment. I don't really know. I don't want a boyfriend. Like, I really enjoy being single.
Do you, though? Because you wouldn't, do you, like, I don't
no,
know.
No, okay, I don't enjoy being single, but I enjoy being independent. Okay. There's a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference.
Like,
yeah.
But there's something about the holiday season that gets you just, like, when I watch Christmas movies, I'm like, oh, I just want to, like, go look at Christmas lights with, like, a boy and snuggle. Like, I just like to go.
Yeah, I get that, but,
she loves her alone time. I love my alone time.
No, really. It's not even about that. It's just, like, I don't know. At this point, I'm like, I'm just going to be single all throughout college and, like, start my dating, like, afterwards. That's my mindset at this point, because I'm like, college boys kind of suck. And then even when my friends think that they found the right ones, they all
suck. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, that's been my mindset, too. And, like, some people are like, I'm like, I'd rather find a man in New York City and... I don't know, Morgan and Kenzie were saying, like, I feel like it's harder to find one in New York. And, like, I agree to an extent, but, like...
Not really, though, because dating apps are actually, like, bigger there.
Yeah, they're bigger there.
And, like, even if you don't find the one, like, I feel like it's easier to get out there and date.
There's just so many different types of people, whereas here, I'm not complaining, but it's just, it's the same... Even though we go to such a big school, it's, like, a small pool of people... And everyone knows everyone. Not everyone knows everyone. I don't explain
No,
it
is, though, because, like, you think you find someone, like, you think you find someone new that, like, no one really knows, and then it,
like you see them go on a date night with another girl.
There is still connections, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, like, that's so-and-so's best friend from home. It's like, oh, shoot, like, I didn't know, are they cool? Like, and then
yeah,
you, I don't know, it's kind of weird, though, because then everyone kind of knows, like, the 411 on you. I don't know, that's kind of weird to me. Like, yeah. Do boys talk? Like, are boys gonna be, like, go back and be like, oh, yeah, she's cool, or, like, she's weird. I don't know.
I think they do, because there's been a couple instances in the last few weeks where I've met guys... And, like, they'll say, oh, do you know this guy? And I'm like, oh, did he talk to you about me? You know, like, there's
him out of everyone, like, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, I don't know. There's just certain things I'm like, they talk.
They definitely talk.
Everybody talks. Everybody talks.
I think the boys, it's more of, like, a chill thing, though, versus girls. It's like, oh, my God, let me tell you about so-and-so.
Yeah. They probably just say, like, yeah, sure. I don't even know. No, I would love to be invisible and sit in on a guy conversation. I just want to know.
But then if they talked about you, wouldn't you just, like, die? Like,
yeah, oh my gosh. But I don't want them to talk about me. Yeah. I want to see how they talk about other girls.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I've overheard my brother talk to his friends, and, like, but, like, that could just be the way they talk. Like, I have no idea.
I know, because every friend group's a little different, yeah.
Yeah. Like I want to know if, like, you ask a guy on a date night, like, do they text their friends, like, yo, guys, just got asked on KG.
Yeah.
I want to know, like... But I'm not creepy. I'm just curious. God, I hope no one listens to this.
This is just, like, basically our rant about Snapchat and...
Snapchat boys. I don't know.
I don't really mind, like, not dating. The only thing that I just don't like... the only stress in my life when it comes to being single is just finding a date for date nights. And it's kind of fun to, like, go with random people. And, like,
yeah.
I've met really awesome people along the way. And, like, I don't know. I'm just, like, not looking to date right now. Like, very realistically. I'm just, like, not... I don't know, I feel like it's fine.
No, it's so... usually how I feel. I think it's just... I don't really know.
No,
well, you're also about to leave. Like, that's how I felt senior year of high school. I was like, I can date this boy that lives in Canada. Like, I don't, you know...
Yeah, no, and I'm, like, looking to make as many friends and stuff as possible and, like, meet awesome people, but at the same time...
Like, you don't want to live in Georgia.
I just have different goals than everybody, so I'm like, why would I... But I don't know, like, I'm not even looking that seriously, gosh. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I think we're just different points in our life.
Yeah.
Kind of, in that aspect, at least. Like, I'm not...
That feel sophomore year, but then I, like, left to go abroad, and then, like, live my best life. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that it's more of, like, a feels thing. I feel like you don't actually realistically want to be sitting... Like, you know...
No, it's so fun. Wait, I don't want to what?
I feel like it's, like, a feels thing. Like, you're like, oh, like, I could do a boyfriend thing. But it's not like you actually, like... I don't know.
No, yes. That's
you know what I mean?
Because, like, I saw this tweet the other day. It was really funny.
It's like you want the perks of having a boyfriend without actually having a boyfriend.
Yeah. And just, like I don't know. Like, I always talk about, oh, like, it'd be nice. And then, like, a boy gives me attention and I freak the heck out.
Yes.
Like, I will walk the other direction. Like, what's wrong with me?
I know. That's actually... That happened to me recently as well. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That is true for your part. That's tea. No, it's so true.
It's actually so true. Like, I go my whole life and I'm like, I just at least want a boy to show me that he likes me. And then, like, it happens. I'm like, back off, back off, back off.
Back off, back off, back off.
Yeah. It's too deep. Yeah.
It's just too much. Like, neither of us have enough time for that. It would just be nice to, like, feel the love every now and then.
That's why I like listening to, like, dating podcasts and stuff, because I kind of feel like I'm living, like, a fake life, like, listening
to them. So do I! Yeah. Like, when I was women at Acme, or Girls Gotta Eat, I'm like, that's funny, she went on that date, or, like, I don't know, I'm like, yeah.
Like, crazy stories that you, like, cannot relate to in the slightest, but they're just entertaining. We can't relate because, like, at this point in our life, they're also, like older, like, later 20s. So, like, they have more experiences. That's what I always think about. Like, when these people say things and they'll be like, oh, I had this boyfriend, and, like...
Because they're older.
And a part of me is like, wow, I haven't had enough experiences. Like, I have to catch up. And then I'm like, absolutely not. Like, I'm still 21. Okay, when I graduate, I'll be 22. But then I'll be, like, living wherever I'm living, and I can have those experiences then.
Most people have all their boyfriends in their 20s and 30s, even. Like, I don't want to. Sorry to freak you out, but it's on the way. No, but it's true. And that's a good point to make, because I think, like, and I think personally, what's more appealing to me, and I know what's more appealing to you, is out of college, like, meeting guys, like,
through work,
or just more professional. Like, neither you or I are kind of, I don't know.
I feel like we're not the type.
We're not into the college.
I'm not the type to, like, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm not the type to, like, meet someone, like, at a party and, like.
Whatever.
I don't know. At least not. Who knows? Now watch that happen to me, because I've.
No, I completely agree. I think both you and I just want to meet guys in more of an organic way and, like.
Yeah.
Just, like. Like, I'm into more of, like, the courtship of it. Like, actually dating. And, like. Like, my grandma courtship. The other day was like, so, like, are you dating? Like. You know, I'm like, no, like, boys, yeah. Well, I guess some of your senior friends have, like, been asked on dates.
No, it's literally, this is the senior year curse. Like, it's like, you only get asked on dates. It's happened to now 5 or 6 of my friends since the beginning of the semester, and none of us that have, like, been in that count have ever been asked on, like, a formal date before that, unless they were, like, had a boyfriend and, like, would go on dates with them, but, like, none of, it was in the sense of, like, we are not dating, but, like, hey, would you like to go out with me sometime?
Yeah.
Which is, like,
I'm gonna manifest that for this year. I'd love that.
It's very different. It's very nerve-wracking. Ooh, that's tea.
Hashtag nerve-wracking. That's tea.
It actually is, though, because, like, I don't know. People don't date anymore. Like,
it's we're so in that sad. Journey.
Unless you go on, like I said, a dating app date, which I'm more than okay with. I likely will.
After listening to Katie Bilotti's podcast, I'm like, it's okay.
And,
like, I'll probably get Hinge.
Oh, definitely Hinge. Girls Gotta Eat. Ashley said that she is loving Hinge.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, so I guess when, like, wherever I live, hopefully New York, like, I'll be.
Yeah, I think it's killing good.
The game on the one thing
I
apps.
This is so bad of me to say, but the only thing I don't like about Bumble is the girls have to talk first.
I know, and what do you say?
Like, sometimes, like, maybe I'd be down to say hi first, but what if you just want them to say hi? Like, you know?
I know. No, it kind of stresses me out.
Like,
yeah.
Feminism, yes, love it. But, like.
But at the same time, you want a guy to be like, hey, like, you cute, I see you, like.
I don't know if I want that message.
No.
You cute, but, you up.
No, no, but you, like, want something, like, particular to your profile, obviously.
Hey,
you,
like,
know
I
what I'm
see
saying?
That, you know, oh, I have a Labradoodle too, or.
Yeah, like, oh, I see you went to Bali, I went there too, even though neither of us have been to Bali. But
no.
Stuff like that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. It'd be nice if, like, they sparked it up too.
We're just talking about our futures. This is such a weird episode. I feel like we're both, like, unwell right now.
But not actually unwell. Unwell is me throwing up after the dry bar.
Was that in the last episode?
Yeah, that was in the last episode. Sorry, guys. We're just really... We should, like, record a little thing before this podcast and be like, warning, this episode goes all over the place.
It does go all over the place. But I kind of think it's, like, fun. And we're
I think this is necessary.
I think we're providing some insight. And also, I just want advice from you guys if you are in these 20s ages that we're talking about and you use dating apps. Please spill the tea in the Facebook group, because I want some comfort that I'm going to be okay. Because, like, I'm in this power stage right now where I'm like, let's go. Single life. Like, I'm just going to work on me, even though I've been working on me for the past 21 years. But
mood.
But actually, though, so let me know.
I have confidence for you.
Tell me it gets better.
I think New York especially is a big, like, dating app. Like, all the podcasts I listen to are based in New York, and they're all using dating apps. And they're all doing well. Doing well, dog.
Exactly. And I'm like... I don't need to settle down right now. Like, I'm okay to, like, date around and be, like, fun and flirty. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm not trying to find my husband. Like, I really... That's just too much. That's
a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of commitment. Not down for that.
I know.
I don't want to get a divorce.
What freaks me out is just the amount of people that are like, oh, I met my husband in college. And I'm like...
Yeah, see...
Dot, dot, dot.
I could really go on about that. Like, I've... There's just... I don't want to, like, step on toes, but some people have that mindset, but I'm like... And
do
then
people,
I feel,
like, your friends?
Yeah, a lot of my friends are like, oh, no, I'll meet my husband here. And I think... And it makes me feel so bad about myself, but I'm also like, Like, maybe if I wanted to live in Georgia the rest of my life, like, I would be more I don't know. I just...
It's also different per school, though, because I don't know. My friends who go to northern schools that are smaller schools that have boyfriends, I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's like you two against... Like, you two have your, like, life. You know what I mean? Yeah. But here, I just feel like there's so many people. And, like, I don't know. It's almost, like, harder to date here.
Thank you.
Right?
I completely agree. And, like, when I tell people that, they're like, you're just not putting yourself out there. Or you're not. And I'm like, well, I should, like, I don't know. I'm a big fan, and I know you are too, of, like, being confident in yourself and, like, yeah. You know, putting yourself out there every now and then. But, like, you shouldn't have to throw yourself at people. And that's just not something that I know how to do. So I'd rather just happen organically.
Care to do, yeah. I know.
Nor care to do. Emphasis on nor care to do. So we're both believers in everything happens for a reason.
So hopefully waiting it out is the right path for us, basically.
Well, I'd just be like 50 and still single. God, I... Knock on wood.
No, that's a...
That is something I do not wish.
No, me neither.
We'll be fine. If we have to settle... No, I'm kidding.
I used to, actually, fun fact, like, when I was in high school, because I don't really, like, date. Like, I just don't. And I used to always say, like, I want this, like, perfect boy. Like, I want him to be, like, smart and funny and cute and handsome. And, like, I had, like, a whole laundry list of things that, like, I would always tell people. I'd be like, no, like, I don't like these high school boys because I need them to be all these things. And, like, definitely my standards have dropped. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's, I don't know. Like, I obviously your standards shouldn't lower, like, a little, like, too much, but... God, I was just unrealistic. I feel like everyone, like, lives in, like, a fantasy at some point in their life. They're like, I need, like, the, like, what you're talking about. How you want the perfect winter romance, but...
I know. You're right. Am I talking really loud? I, like, hear myself echoing.
I feel like we're just being idiots right now, and we're just, like...
The good thing is, we're uploading this episode during Thanksgiving break, so no one probably even wants to hear productivity tips, let's be real.
Oh, it's winter tips.
Well, I know, but, like, our usual episodes are very, like, organized and
you're
very
right.
Big.
You're right.
So this is just kind of an all over the place. But as for winter, I can't.
Your winter tip is get in your feels, but don't get a boyfriend because you don't need that, sis. Nah, who knows? I'm sure I have friends that have great boyfriends and live a great life, so.
Yeah, I think it's very possible. Like, Maggie McDonald, we were just saying how...
She lives her life in such a perfect balance.
Like, she knows how to not be with her boyfriend all the time and, like, still do stuff for herself and not... Like, she doesn't really post about him, which I respect. I think it's so cool to, like, not put him all over the internet.
I completely agree. And I think it's, like, respectful on his part if he doesn't want to be on it. Like, whatever.
Like, Kenzie always says, like, I love a boy that has, like, 100 followers. Like,
no, it's actually so true.
Like, private, posts, like, twice a year.
Because then you know that they're not... Obviously, like, I would never even think of someone, like, dating me for the wrong reasons or anything, because I'm like, who is that girl? But you know what I mean?
No, at the same time, though, I think that sometimes, like, not dating, like, no one would actually go to this. Yeah,
that's dramatic, but...
But I've had, like, in high school, specifically, this one boy asked me on homecoming, and I heard him tell his... I didn't hear him. Some of my friends told me. He was like, yeah, she's gonna, like, post a picture of me on Instagram.
That's
tag
so
me.
Messed up. I don't like that. Yeah.
Ugh.
Did you go to homecoming with him?
Yes.
Oh.
He wouldn't be listening to this, but yeah, basically, I can't. Okay, I feel so bad talking about it.
No, I know. It's weird because I listen to some podcasts and they literally spill every detail of their life, but we actually know that people, like,
listen. I know he wouldn't listen to this, but I just feel like it could somehow get back to him.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, we didn't really know each other that well, and he asked me 2 days before. That's all.
Oh, okay.
And I had plans already, but that's all.
Okay, so let's keep going. Okay. So let's give you just some quick hot tips to get into the Christmassy spirit, and then we'll wrap her up, right?
Yeah, wrap her up like a Christmas present or a Hanukkah present.
Are you good at wrapping presents?
No, I'm terrible.
1 to 10. Me too. I do a bag situation.
I always do bags. I'm like, oh, this is Danielle's gift.
There are these things that they make. Can't think of the name. My mom uses them now, and it's a bag, but then, like, the outside part of it, so it's like you pull it. And then it's, like, a little piece of tissue paper, and you rip it, so it looks like you, like, did this whole bag situation, but really all you did was, like, just pull the strings.
Oh, that's...
Yeah,
I
should get you the name.
Get me the name. But I do love the act of rap. Like, I'll, like, get all the gifts and, like, watch a movie and, like, rap, and I'm like, doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm like, this looks so bad, but I have fun while doing it.
Really?
Like, I don't stress. Like, I just, like, my family doesn't care.
I love getting gifts for people. I think you are probably the same, right?
Yes, like, but when I was younger, I didn't. Because we didn't have our own money. But when you have your own money and you can, like, be proud to buy presents for your family.
So nice.
It feels so good. It's so fun.
It truly is fun because you're, like, seeing the reaction on your parents or, like, your siblings' faces when you, or even your best friends when you get them. Do you still do gifts for friends? Are you in that, like, awkward space?
It's hard because, like, my friends and from home, we always did. We always did a Secret Santa. Uh-huh. And this year, I think we're actually doing a Secret Santa. My friends here.
I think we are, too. I saw that you wrote that down. I think that we are, too. We haven't, like, spoken of this particulars. I'm sure it will be, like, we should do a grab bag. Those are so fun. You just do, like, a gag gift. Not gag, but, like, it could either be something, like, useful or not. And it's, like, everybody picks one, and then you could do, like, one round of trading.
Oh.
But it's, like, a $10 gift or something. But it could be something, like, funny or, like,
yeah,
fun.
Like, that's, like, White Elephant, right? Everyone brings
Yeah.
That's always really fun. And people get, like, strategic about, you know.
And, like, they'll be, like, oh, like, Bobby's gift is really good. And then, like, everyone, like, steals it. And stuff. Yeah, it's so fun,
and it
ends
up being, like, $5 gift cards.
Yeah, but it's just, like, something that everybody wants. We do that in my family, actually.
I love it. We do it in my family, too, on Christmas Eve with, like, 30 of us. It's fun.
Same. We do it, like, one for the boys, one for the... Let's hear for the boys. So what else do you like to do for Christmas
This
prep?
Is, like, my number one tip. It's my favorite. I put it on as soon as Brooke walked in my apartment. I go on YouTube and I search Yule Log, Y-U-L-E, log. And it basically, because I don't have a fireplace in my apartment, probably a lot of you guys don't have it in your dorm or apartment or room or house. And it's just basically like a fireplace on your TV or your computer, whatever you want. And I use the one that like has crackling noises. So it literally sounds like a fire. It is so cozy. I did not want to leave my apartment earlier. I was so content. They also have ones with Christmas music. They have ones with jazz music. I mean, they've really got it all. It's just great. And it's such a good vibe. And just, it adds such an element to your living space for the holidays.
I love that.
So, and the Christmas jazz, the Christmas coffee house playlist on Spotify is really good. So that's been getting me in the mood.
My favorite mood to do is, we decorate for Christmas too. We did it in my apartment last year, but we don't like to spend too much money. Obviously, we're like cheap college students, and like, you know, the decorations are only up for like a month. It's not like decorating your house where you like have it for the whole year.
Yeah.
So we try to be a little cost effective, especially with my roommates who don't have jobs, some of them. Love you guys, but you know, it's hard Okay. So we like to do a lot of string lights. They're super cheap. You just go get a pack of like the big, I mean, they're probably going to burn out because they're like pretty cheap, the ones from Target, but stringing those all around the house just makes it
so happy,
so cozy. We don't do like outside because we don't, well, actually this is our first year living in a house. Maybe we probably can't do outside because that's a lot of work.
That sounds like so much work.
Yeah.
That's a guy job.
We just get like a few, like, do you have stockings? I didn't even see.
I have one. It says a D on it.
No, we have ones with our initials.
Yeah, that makes sense.
From last year. We have to find them, but we just do very simple things. I know the string lights is like super cost effective, so if you're looking for something, and it gives like, I like the ones
instant.
that have a yellow glow instead of a white glow, because the yellow glow is more like homey.
Yeah, the yellow glow is way more. I got white when I first like tried to do like a Tumblr room, and then I switched to yellow and just like changed. Because it's usually like a white light.
Exactly, but it's more of like a glow. I had a white light in my freshman year dorm, and I just never fully got like,
it gave like icy vibes. We don't
want icy. We want like a candle vibe.
Yeah, candle vibe, and that's exactly what,
a yellow gives you.
Yeah.
And you could even get, I know that these are more pricey, but you can get, like, the lights that, like, do glow like a candle.
Yeah, those are really cool. I've never gotten those before. And just switching out, like, getting, like, a Christmas blanket and popping it on your couch changes the whole game. Getting, like, one throw pillow. Like,
it does, yeah.
Simplest of things, like, I don't know, maybe we're just crazy, but it puts me in
such a good mood. It doesn't have to be anything. Point is, it doesn't have to be crazy.
Yeah, and what I went and bought a couple things today because like it was for a video and like I wanted to like
be fun. It's super cute in here.
But
I know it'll last you the rest of college. Like,
yeah, and that's the thing. Like last year, I bought a ton of stuff, and I'm just gonna keep reusing that. That's what we do at home. You know, we just pull out the decorations.
No,
that's
exactly.
You don't buy new decorations every
year. And if anything, you buy like a new piece and you add it to the collection. And it's it's like, oh, here's our new ornament or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. We also, I mean, I know we always talk about candles, but like, truthfully,
candles just change. Mine right now is, I think it's called Christmas Donut, and it smells like really good.
I'm like really hungry now.
It smells like Christmas cookies.
Yeah. It's really, really great. I'm making the transition now from fall candles to winter candles. I just made an order on bathandbodyworks.com. So catch me
fancy. Yeah, I just made an order. Yeah, I just burned out my last fall candle, I think.
Oh no.
I know. So it's Christmas season. Sorry. I'm not mad about it.
And I know we both have some drink faves, so do you want to spill?
Oh, okay, yeah. So, actually, today. So, I don't know if... I think I talked about this in a podcast, but I used to love the peppermint hot chocolate. And today, I was in the Starbucks drive-thru with Callie, and I was like, I want a seasonal drink. I could go for peppermint hot chocolate, but I really want coffee. They have a peppermint mocha, which is the same thing.
Where is this?
Starbucks.
A peppermint mocha.
Yeah, a hot peppermint mocha. So it's, if I'm right, I'd say it's basically a peppermint hot chocolate with espresso in it. And it gave me energy. It kind of messed my stomach up a little bit, but it was really tasty.
That sounds really, really good.
So that's fine. What about you?
I do like getting into tea in the winter. Well, I make the transition from iced coffee to hot coffee. Not always. Like, this morning, I still needed an iced coffee. I don't know why. Like, I was just like, it was freezing outside. Still needed the ice. But I like to make hot coffee at home. Like, I use my Nespresso more than, like, pouring iced coffee. Even though in the last episode, I just said I'd pour iced coffee. But I like to start off my day with iced coffee, which is typically the opposite of what everybody else does.
Yeah, I start off with hot, and then I go to iced after.
Yeah, I'm weird. I just like drinking iced drinks in the morning.
Well, like, if I'm, like, at a hotel, if I'm not at home, but, like, since I have a Keurig, like, I'll sometimes start. It's just easier. It's faster.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. So, I like starting. I mean, I like switching to hot. And I do like teas. Honestly, like, every time I go to Starbucks, I'm like, can you, like, recite what teas you have? And recently, I've been liking chai, which doesn't have caffeine. I think it has a little bit of caffeine. Tastes. It just tastes really good. I don't add anything to it. And the scent, like, I, like, had it in my car and it smelled up my whole car.
So good. Chai, beautiful. Earl Grey, smells really good. My favorite tea is Mint Majesty or English Breakfast from Starbucks. And then I just make mint at home.
I haven't even, like, really made tea at home in a long time. But there's something about it. Like, when you go to a coffee shop, instead of getting coffee, getting tea, it's, like, very relaxing.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Such I need a vibe. To drink some tea tonight to wind down. I think you and I both do.
Yeah, I'm probably... Well, I'll eat gummies, I said.
Oh, right.
Or I bought these things... Well, not bought. That was a total lie. I got the Care of Vitamins that we did in the podcast. Yeah. I also got a thing of, like, it's, like, a sleep stick. So, basically, it's, like, powder you pour in your mouth and you just swallow it with, like, some water. It sounds bizarre.
You got it on Care of?
Yeah. Oh. And it's, like, a bonus thing. And it's, like, I got a pack of three different things. I got one that was, like...
you went to town.
I did. I got one that was, like, immunity boosting. And then I got one that was good. Energy, so it has caffeine. And the other one's, like, restful, so it has melatonin. I haven't tried it yet. Maybe tonight I will. I'll let you know.
Let me report back. Let me know in the morning if you fell asleep.
Or, no, I'll let you know in the morning if I struggle to wake up, because that's the biggest test. Yeah.
Well, and if it took you long to fall asleep, then that would stink.
Oh, yeah. No, it always say, whenever you take melatonin, it says, like, 30 minutes before bedtime, but I take it and then, like, lay down. Do you do the same? Or no, you, like, still, like, move around for, like... Well, like, when you take your gummies, are you already sitting in bed?
No. I'll take it when I'm, like...
winding down.
I usually, like, watch an episode of something, and then I take the melatonin so that I'm sitting there and my eyes start to get sleepy, and then I just crawl to bed.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you can't fall asleep on the couch and your parents can't carry you there anymore. It's so sad.
Oh, no. Well, I just am usually, like, already in my room or whatever, like...
Oh, true.
Yeah, because, but my, like...
I don't know how that's gonna go next year when I have a roommate. Like, I kind of just always have the TV on.
Yeah. You guys might
but too. So does she.
We've been watching Sex and the City just on repeat in the living room. Like,
I saw your Snapchat. Had a lot to do today, but
it's just been playing on a continuous loop because we got the Gossip we Girl. Finally got a Fire Stick in my house. Yay. And let me tell you, it changed the whole game. You guys, big fan.
Oh, so happy for you.
It's amazing what little things do.
I know the little things can change your life quality.
And it was like $39, I highly suggest. We didn't have a smart TV or anything, so every time I would want to play something, I make it sound like it's this big of a deal. But, I don't know, sometimes you want to sit on the couch with your laptop or, like, doing something, but, like, also passively watching.
No, yeah, I can't believe you did it. Like, most TVs I know are smart TVs.
So I would have to plug in my computer and for some reason, all my friends are, like, they know me as, like, the tech one. So they're like, all,
Brooke,
like,
you do
they're
it.
Like, Brooke, put in your computer. And then I'm like, but then I can't answer emails. Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Guys, I have business to do.
Exactly. No, I've been pulling that card a lot recently with my friends. I'm like, I have a deadline. And they're probably like, okay.
I know. I literally, tonight, my friends wanted to go to Chick-fil-A bingo night. I probably wouldn't have gone.
That sounds so great.
But I do love Chick-fil-A. But I was like, sorry, I gotta record it. And I always feel like such a meanie saying that. But, like, they don't get mad.
Meanie.
They're like, no, I feel. Like, gals on the go. Like, but, like, I feel bad, you know?
Yeah. No,
but, like, I'm really enjoying our time, so.
Me too. How long have we been talking?
Well, I know we got to my apartment at, like, 6:30, and it's 10:12.
Okay, but we did, like, mess around in the beginning. We were having a day, like, eating the cookies, made lattes, like...
We really did our results. We caught up about the weekends.
You know what I really want right now, which I feel like I might go get after this? Jimmy John's.
Oh, I thought you said Chipotle, and I was like, I'm coming.
No, it's closed.
Oh, it closes at 10.
Yeah, I really want a Jimmy John's Unwich. It's, like, on the lettuce wrap. And
you do that? I can't. It's too healthy.
And I want a pickle. Do you like pickles?
No.
Oh,
I did not know you like pickles.
I love pickles.
I wouldn't strike you as the pickle gal.
Oh, my God.
Do you like olives?
Yes. Keep them in our fridge. Not olives, pickles, and I like take like one out.
You like that tang then? See, there's a certain taste to pickles and olives.
I don't like pickle juice though.
Well, no.
We have a place here in Athens called Clark's, and you can get these things called pickle fries. Very random enough, and it's like
is it fried pickles? Fried pickle, basically. I've heard people like those.
Phenomenal, phenomenal, and they give you like a little dill sauce. Mm, love it. Mm.
Mm. Maybe I'll walk over to Chick-fil-A. It's open until 3 a.m.
It's cold outside. Is it still raining?
It's
been freezing rain today. Oh, no, it's warmer. It's 50.
How is it 44? It was colder earlier. That's what my thing says.
Oh, yeah. Mine says the same, actually.
It was 41 earlier.
Oh, wow. But it's, like, downpouring. Do I want to drive in the rain? Risky. Mm-hmm. Mariah taught me today. She's like, if you're driving and you hydroplane, like, what do you do? I was like, actually, I don't know. What do you do? And she said, you just take your foot off both pedals and, like, kind of, like, let it ride. Like, just steer.
God.
I was terrifying. Like, that's terrifying. But if you break, it makes it worse. And if you hit the gas, obviously, you're just going to, like,
keep going.
Yeah, so it's like you kind of just... that could be wrong. Let me know if I'm wrong, but... makes sense, though. Definitely don't hit the brake, because then you, like, spin out of control.
Water safety.
Water safety.
Rain safety. Well, I always need to keep... Like, when I'm driving in the rain, I'm more so to keep both hands on the wheel, just in case you were to... Something was to happen, so you, like, have more control. That's what my dad told me, but...
No, definitely. You keep your hands on the wheel. You don't just, like, let go and be like, Jesus, take the wheel. Like, no.
Well, no, but when I'm if I'm just driving on a day, like, I might just drive with one hand.
Really?
Yeah.
I drive with my leg up. That's what I do.
I do leg up and one hand.
Oh, you're cool.
I mean, I drive with you all the time. Have you not noticed that?
No, I do notice.
Yeah.
You don't do your leg, like, kicked up, though. Like, some people have it, like, so
high. Oh, no.
Like,
I just have it on, like, the cubby.
Yeah, the little leg.
Like, not the top cubby. Like,
I've heard that's really bad, too, because if you knock on wood, get into an accident, then your knee breaks easier.
Oh, my God.
I know. Car safety.
Car safety. We're just really trying to inform you guys here.
I just want everyone to be safe and okay. Honestly, like, I thought about that today when we were at Chapter and everyone was going to be driving home in the rain after. I was literally going to be like, everyone drive safe. Because I thought about it. Aww. I was like, honestly, like, it's scary driving. It was, like, torrential downpour, and I don't know. People, like, rush home. You know, I just get nervous. And people drive crazy. I see some girls whip out of the parking lot. I'm like, girl, drive.
Today, I was laughing because that car was, like, in the driveway, and I was behind you.
Yeah, I did notice that.
No one knows what we're talking about, but I was laughing. I was like, what's she gonna do?
Random. We're just so random.
So random. I can't wait to title this episode. All right, let's wrap this up. I'm doing my wrap-up signal.
Wrap up. So you know what to do. Rate this podcast. We would love for the 5 stars, but if you don't feel that way, then, you know, rate as you will accordingly.
Yeah. Sorry again that this was random. I think it's kind of entertaining, but you were
I think it's
not.
Too. Whenever podcasts go on, like, little rants, I'm like...
I enjoy
not
it.
Not even rants. It's like a ramble about our lives. And what else? Join the Facebook group. Sign up for the email. It's going to be the highlight of your email subscription service.
Definitely.
I don't even know what I'm saying. It's going to be... something an email you look forward to getting is it's gonna be like the equivalent of that class is canceled email, basically.
Oh, I got that email today. It was really exciting. Yeah,
it's bad when like the teacher's like, but I'm sick, and you're like, but at the same time, like, yay.
Oh, I don't feel bad because they're probably not that sick, you know.
Yeah, I got one last week that was like, I'm like literally so ill I can't barely send this email. I was like,
oh. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. I've never gotten
that. Yeah,
so I was just like, I have a cold, and just mine tomorrow, she has like a meeting, and I'm like, please have more meetings.
Have a meeting every day at this time.
Have a meeting every Tuesday, yeah. Thursday at 3:30, please. But thank you guys so much for listening. This was just a time, you know.
A time and a half, truly.
A time and a half. I am starving. I have to pee.
I have to pee too, actually. That's funny.
Dibs. I'm kidding.
No, it's your house, homie.
No.
Imagine if we tried to do this in my house. When Danielle came and visited me, like, she probably was like, we can never do this podcast here because I'm, like, right on the main floor. So
yeah,
that,
you are. We would annoy other people. But your room's so big. It's so nice.
It is really big. I'm definitely going to not have that next year wherever I'm living, but it's this year.
Oh, well, it's fine. It'll be a vibe.
I have to, like, clean it and stuff. It's, like, adult stuff.
God. What are you going
to do? I used, I know we need to stop talking, but I used for the first time in my entire life, because I have been blessed with, in my past years, my parents have cleaned my bathrooms, and when I come home over breaks, I'm only home for, like, 2 weeks at a time, so, like, my parents usually clean my bathroom, which I know is, like, really annoying, but that's just the way it's always been, so we haven't really changed the structure of it yet. I used for the first time Drano, because like my thing was clogged.
Oh,
I guess
we're really going with this.
It made such a big difference. I was getting like a little puddle situation when I would shower, and I was like,
really?
This isn't right. And then
it's really gross. And then
I decided to use it. I was like, there's no way that you're literally pouring liquid down the pipe that's already clogged. Like, how could this work?
It worked.
How? Someone explain it to me.
Brooke the whole thing. Please explain
it. Someone explain to me the science behind this. Okay. It's like almost like when you had that like plumbing situation, right?
That's actually fair. Yeah, when I like just used the blender and it worked. One time it didn't. It was too big of a situation. The second time the plunger worked. I like texted Brooke and she was like, just plunge.
I think mine was more from hair, and like my hair goes everywhere, and like it's on the couch and stuff. My friends will send me pictures like, how the hell?
Are you that person that takes the hair and puts it on the shower wall? I hate
no,
that
no, I just let it drain. I just like, okay. That's what I, and then I said to my friends, they're like, do you not like throw it out like normal people? I was like, no, it goes down the drain like normal people. What do? You let it drain too, right?
Yeah, I like, I purposely like make sure it goes in.
Yeah. And maybe that's why I was so clogged. So I was like, how is this possible? And then yeah, it really works. So it's amazing how a liquid can make more liquids go down. I don't understand. Yeah,
this is the weirdest episode to date.
I know, we've covered everything from dating apps to drainage. Bye.
Talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening. Love you. Mwah.